Hello and welcome to episode 8 of the You Can Still Have Fun podcast. And so this is gonna be a new thing that we try to do. I'm gonna release an episode every other week that it's just kind of just me, just for about 10 or 15 minutes, and I'll kind of do like a devotional type thing and just kind of talk about what's going on with me and kind of tell a couple of stories. And then every other week, then it'll be like a full like hour or so length episode with somebody else that has an interesting perspective on something. And so I got two stories. First one is yesterday or last night, or I'm recording this on Monday, and so Sunday night, I got to attend a comedy show from like a Christian comedian named John Christ, and he had three other comedians there, Aaron Wilbur, Jenny Jennings, and Dustin Nickerson. And so I really love all of them, and I've been following them for a while, and I actually got to meet Dustin. And he has a podcast called Don't Make Me Come Back There, and it's about family. So that way, on Tuesday, you can check it. It comes out every Tuesday, and then Wednesday, you can check this one out. And so be sure and give him a listen, too. But it was really cool to get to go to that. And second, when I was in, like, kindergarten or first grade, we had this church program, and we had to sing Christmas songs and stuff. And so the teachers gave us all the CD that had the Christmas songs on it. And so ours, we stuck it in the CD player, and it wouldn't come out. And so then we took it to go get fixed, and, we took it out, and then for some reason we put it back in, and it's still there. And that was in 2000 and probably 2007 or 6. So it's been in there for a long time, and I'm not really sure what made me think of that story. But so if you have your Bibles out, but you know, who has their Bible out? Because most people listen to podcasts while they're driving in the car or something. But if you do, in fact, have a Bible out, have your Luke chapter 4. I'm just going to go ahead and read the passage, and then I'll kind of like summarize. And so it says, Luke chapter 4, and Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days. And when they were ended, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you're the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." And the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time, and said to him, "To you I will give all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whom I will. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And he took him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered him, "It is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. So I really, really love this passage, and there's like a tons of layers to it. And so as I was reading it, I realized that I just preached on this like a year ago. So I went back and looked at my notes, and it said that I talked about how like temptation is anything that makes you want to forsake God for something else, and about how temptation is not a sin, but it is a sin to fall into temptation. And so like it's kind of cool to think about, like, through the past year, like, since I've written that, one thing I really love about like writing sermons is that, like, if I can be intentional and like preach it to myself as well as the people that I'm preaching to, it'll really help me apply it in my life. And so like I said, temptation is anything that makes you want to say God for something else. And then I kind of went on to talk about how, like, the devil tempted Adam and Eve, and he still gets us the same way that he did thousands of years ago. And that like he gets us by like making us choose what God says over the prideful desires of our flesh. And most of the time we end up choosing the prideful desires of our flesh, because you know, pride comes before the fall. When we have pride, then we think that we're better than God and we just do whatever the heck that we want to, and that results in sin. And so one thing, like, now when I look at it, that really sticks out to me too is not only like the fact that Jesus was tempted, but also the fact that like he had to go through the same stuff that we did. And so I read this like devotional book type thing. It was like a publication of Sun Life Ministries. Shouts out Sun Life, especially Daryl from Sun Life Honduras. If you ever hear this, keep doing what you're doing, keep making disciples down there. And I hope no other kids have gotten ate up by dogs. But anyway, in the book it said, like, of course, that we all know that Jesus was both fully man and fully God. And so, like, it's hard to kind of wrap your head around that. Like, he was fully man and fully God. Like, how can you be both at the same time? But he found a way. So, I mean, anyway. But it also says that Jesus had something called the God card, and the God card was like a special credit card, and it was holographic, and all the numbers were 7, or the numbers were like 7777777, however many 7s it takes to fill up a credit card number. So he had the God card, and he could whip it out anytime he wanted to, except that he didn't. Like, he never, like, sinned, and he was like, I'm God, I can do whatever I want to. No, he chose to live among us like a man, and to like come down to our level. But like, we can't think that he didn't have the same temptations as us. Like, we can't think that, you know, he didn't ever like see any money sitting on the table and he's like, yeah, I could use that. Or he didn't ever like want to give up his identity to get people to like him. Or he didn't ever want to like just throw some haymakers on the Pharisees. Because I know I might would have. And he knows what it's like to be sad. He wept. He knows what it's like to be lonely. He knows what it's like to be tired. He knows what it's like to be hungry. He knows what it's like to be overwhelmed. And I heard somebody else smart say one time that he said, like, God's going through this struggle with you. And so, like, if Jesus is going through this struggle with you, and he's been through it with so many other people forever, and he's brought them all out of it. And so, like, I know from what y'all are probably thinking and what I've thought before is, like, you know, I know Jesus got Job out of all this stuff, but, like, how's he gonna get me out, you know? Like, I believe in all these stories, and I know that they're true, but how can that help me? And I heard Kristen Kane the other day, or Christine, I don't know how she said. Anyway, I heard her, she said one time, like, you have survived 100% of your worst days. And so, like, you think about, like, all the stuff that you've gone through before and all the stuff that you will go in the future, like, God's already brought somebody out of that, and he can always bring you out of that, and he's never failed. And even when you're in the thickest of sin, God, contrary to like sometimes popular belief, like, God's not gonna like just strike you down. He's not the big angry uncle in the sky that has a sawed-off Mossberg shotgun and ready to start spraying. You know, like, he truly does love us. And so even in the thickest of sin, like, God's not gonna come up to us and yell at us. He's gonna be like, hey, I see what you're doing, and I understand it. It's hard to be lonely. It's hard to be overwhelmed. It's hard to be anxious. But I'm there. I'm here to help you, and I get it because I've been through it too. I've got something better than what you're doing to fix it, and so let me help you. And so one thing that I've found, like, that helps me, like, when I'm going through something tough, is like it's worship. I went to this camp this past summer. If you listen to like some older episodes, you can kind of hear about this. But the camp that I went to at Huntington College this summer, I really got to do a lot of worship. And so at that time I was kind of like frustrated about something, but like I really just got to like sit there in God's love and just let him love me, and it was so great. And so Song of Solomon is really a great picture of that love. And so if you look at chapter 5, like verses like 8, 9, 10, that kind of range, it talks about how like the bride, the female in the story, like she kind of gets separated from the male in the story. And so I'm gonna read verses 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. It says, like, the watchmen found me, and they went about in the city. They beat me, they bruised me, they took away my veil. Those watchmen of the walls, I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, tell him that I am sick with love. And then it says, others, what is your beloved more than another beloved? O most beautiful among women, what is your beloved more than another beloved, that you thus adjure this, my beloved? And then she says, my beloved is radiant and ruddy, distinguished among 10,000. And so, like, I've never really had anybody say to me directly, like, where's your God now? But, like, honestly, like, if I'm really being real, like, sometimes I think about that. Like, sometimes I'm like, well, God, you know, where the heck are you? Like, I'm going through this and it sucks, but where the heck are you? But the bride in this story, she's like, she, like, even though she's beaten, like it says in the scripture, like she keeps coming after him and she keeps loving him. And you know, that's like how our love should with Christ should be. Like, even though he like puts us through trials and stuff, like he really does love us and he really does understand. And God will never give us more than we can bear. And you know, that's kind of like a hard concept to grasp all of that, but it's all true. And so to kind of bring it full circle, like, because we skipped around a bunch, but like, just as Jesus was tempted in the desert, he understands like what we went through, and he understands temptation, and he understands the hard stuff that we went through on earth, like hurt, sadness, loneliness, and he can help get us through all that stuff. And also, like, he's never going to fail us, and we need to always love him and always worship, even though we're in hard times, even if we're frustrated. That I guess that's going to kind of conclude our lesson. So if y'all, like, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. But if you're not driving, you can close your eyes and bow your heads, and I'll pray. God, thank you for this podcast. Thank you for what you've done through it. And Lord, just please help all the listeners of this show to understand, like, that you went through everything, that you understand loneliness, that you understand sadness, and that you're never going to fail. And Lord, just please help us throughout our weeks, and please help us to glorify you, and please help us to continue to have fun. And all God's people said, okay, I was trying to do, like, the Dora on the map thing. Okay, I hope y'all got it. So, got some exciting news about the podcast this past week. Thanks to all of y'all's help, it reached number 63 in the Christianity charts on the aggregator that I use, which is called Podomatic, and so it's doing pretty good. And so I'd really appreciate it if y'all would subscribe and email and rate and whatnot, and like send me messages if you have questions and stuff. Like, if y'all send in questions and whatnot, that's what these, like, every other week episodes can kind of consist of that too. Also, I learned that there are 3 subscribers, and I think one of them is my old phone that I don't have anymore, and I think one of them is the phone that I have now. That means there's only one other person subscribing. And so, like, a lot of people don't know about subscribing, but if you have an iPhone, like, if you click on the podcast, it's one of the top things on the top. So if you're listening to this, like, on iTunes or wherever, just go ahead and subscribe, and just do that, and that'll help the podcast grow and whatnot. Also, if I'm planning on making some stickers soon, and doing, like, some promotional stuff. So if you want a sticker, like, stay tuned, because I'm probably going to get some. So I really appreciate all of y'all's help and listening, and have a great week, and continue to have fun.